That's it. Thank you. God bless everyone. All right, so let's get started. You know, Tom, why don't you just go over a little bit of what happened in today and kind of give a little bit of a background on the individuals you're about to speak about so that folks can kind of wrap their mind around what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, what we have here is we have a concerted effort by both foreign and domestic agents to derail something that would have international implications. And I would say the first one, first and foremost, would be Ms. Judge Blue Blood, Ms. Judge Anna, affidavit of probable cause. She has clearly shown herself to be an agent of someone, not the American people. So please use discernment when listening to her ramblings. We also have a guy in California, goes by the name of Mr. Brian Hunt, who has declared what we are doing to be ignorant, declared it to be of a sovereign citizen nature and capacity, and of no concern to the people of America because we have Chinese ships and foreign troops running around out in California. What is not apparent to him is that those can be dealt with very quickly if you have a civil authority, because the military can be ordered immediately to protect us. And absent that civil authority, the Yahoos under his command stand a snowball's chance in hell of doing anything, especially against a Chinese ship, which they seem to think they can stop, and against armed and trained troops, foreign in nature. And let me be clear, there's not enough troops in our army, in every army of the world, to take over this country. So the fact that they're pushing this fear-mongering over a few troops here and there would tell you that they're working for power and not the people. And these are our own militia. I'm not sure the name of his group. Don't really care. But if you're working or talking to Brian Hunt, you need to once again use discernment, please, because his actions tend to show where his heart's really at. I mean, it's not on behalf of the people, because they're running around California worried about Jade Helm and Chinese ships off the coast of Alaska like they're really going to do something. So it's a waste of time. It's a distraction. Look at the left hand. What's the right hand doing then? This is what the powers use to keep us divided and to keep action from taking place. If those of you that haven't figured it out yet, I'm sorry, but what is happening is not a USA thing. This is an international, worldwide changeover that's coming under the doctrine of conquest. And a conquest can be done by force or by paper. And let's think about that. How many times have we been conquered on paper already in this country? So what would most likely happen this time? I think it would be paper. So, and we don't know. The conquest, the new one, may have already been done. We don't know yet. If it's not already done, it's coming very shortly. And I highly doubt that it's going to be by force. I think it will be on paper, and that those here purporting to be government, when in fact they are just administrators of a trust created by a man 800, 900 years ago that has as much authority to create that trust as does Ambassador Batman of the Universe. So this is the reality, people. We have a bunch of people that have no authority to do things, and yet we sit back and watch them do it. We watch them do it. We comply with it with no need to, absolutely no need to. We are all real men with hands and legs. That includes women. And there's no need for this nonsense. We are believing and bowing down to fictions, creatures of the mind, And that's exactly what they are. They're only valid in your mind. But if you're believing they're there, what does that make you? I don't know. It doesn't make you sane, I can tell you that. So we have a laser-focused goal. The goal should be a civil authority somewhere on the geographic landmass commonly referred to as the United States of America. Not the continental uppercase United States of America that Judge Anna and Steve Curry are doing, because that doesn't exist in law. As a matter of fact, the United States of America doesn't really exist. It's predicated upon fraud. Under the law of necessity, we can utilize that structure, though, temporarily, until the bridge can be built to the new one. And this doesn't, it's not complicated, people. It's been laid out on my phone calls here for well over a month now, to a week. It's been laid out on Aaron Dakin's Truth Traveler. It's been laid out every phone call I've done. All those interviews are posted on whodoc.info. If you're new to this call, go back and listen to them. Put them on in the background while you're reading Yahoo News, checking your emails, sending something to Twitter. It's not hard. It's all there. Under complete transparency, that's how we've operated in West Virginia. That's how we'll continue to operate. It's all there. And with that being said, we are putting the final nail in the coffin tomorrow here on this creature of the mind, state of West Virginia. And I've been given the permission to go ahead and read it here. So I will pull it up and read it. And then I think that we probably have some truths that we need to go through, because I'm not sure people understand the truth anymore. And then after that, we'll open it up for complaints, comments, criticisms, questions, whatever anybody may have. So we're going to start off here. Plaintiff, Honorable Philip Hudock, proceeding in propria persona sui juris, a real man with hand and legs, under the ancient writ of Ketom. No need to go over his address. It's already posted publicly, or his phone numbers here. The Honorable Gene Stallnecker, proceeding in propria persona sui juris, a real man with hands and legs, under the writ of Ketom. We have Ambassador for Heaven, internationally recognized, undisputed at this point. Yet I don't use it, except in this case, for standing capacity. Proceeding in propria persona sui juris, a real man with hands and legs, under the writ of Ketom. The original defendants, Earl Ray Tomlin, a.k.a. all caps Earl Ray Tomlin, born agent, purported governor of upper and lowercase West Virginia, doing business as manager of all caps West Virginia Governor's Mansion, chief executive officer of all caps Governor's Office, one of which is a private entertainment company. That's interesting. I don't think the entertainment's that good. I'm not getting my money's worth. I'm not laughing anymore. Private for-profit subcontractor, providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities, and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Patrick Morrissey, a.k.a. all caps Patrick Morrissey, foreign agent, reported attorney general of upper and lowercase West Virginia, doing business as all caps attorney general West Virginia, a private for-profit subcontractor providing government services, purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Steve Harrison, a.k.a. all caps Steve Harrison, a.k.a. all caps Stephen Harrison, foreign agent, purported clerk of the House of Delegates of upper and lowercase West Virginia, doing business as Virginia West Legislature, private for-profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigned successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Unknown private for profit subcontractors providing government services and purporting to be lawful government in operation and conducting business on the soil of upper and lower case West Virginia, and all principals, agents, assigned as successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Entities purporting to be all caps Supreme Court of Appeals, West Virginia, and all principals, agents, assigned as successors thereof. Emergency declaratory judgment demand, ultra vires and other equitable relief demand, constitutional crisis, flagrant and willful breach of contract, flagrant and willful constructive fraud, flagrant and willful fraud in the factum, flagrant and willful fraud in the inducement, flagrant and willful breach of oath, flagrant and willful violations of the Constitution for the United States of America circa 1819, flagrant and willful violations of the Constitution of West Virginia, flagrant and willful violations of common law, flagrant and willful violations of free will choice, flagrant and willful violations of natural law, flagrant and willful unlawful modern-day slavery, conspiracy of all of the aforementioned. Oral hearing on this matter is hereby demanded, right to trial by jury reserved for future decision, under and out of the authority of absolute necessity. On the fourth day of September, in the year of our Lord, 2015, notice to principal is notice to agent. Notice to agent is notice to principal. Case number 15-0491. State of, quotation marks, upper and lower case, West Virginia. Amendment to complaint and demand. Emergency declaratory judgment, ultra vires, and other equitable relief demand is hereby restated in its entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full. Unrebutted, unrebuttable. All affidavits of service are hereby restated in their entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full, unrebutted and unrebuttable. Refusal for cause without dishonor. Affidavit and declaration of absolute truth and facts, self-evident and otherwise, is hereby restated in its entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full, unrebutted and unrebuttable. Notice of default and dishonor in commerce, admiralty, equity, in law, at law, and otherwise, limited opportunity to cure, is hereby restated in its entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full, unrebutted and unrebuttable. Notice of default and dishonor, notice of silence is acquiescence, notice of unclean hands, demand for immediate and unconditional summary judgment, declaratory judgment, and equitable relief is hereby restated in its entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full, unrebutted and non-compliance. Refusal for cause without dishonor. Notice of permanent default and dishonor in commerce, admiralty, equity, in-law, at-law, and otherwise. Notice of non-response. Second and final notice of silence is acquiescence. Second and final notice of the defendants and other entities' unclean hands in any and all matters. Second and final demand for immediate and unconditional summary judgment, declaratory judgment, and equitable relief. Affidavit and declaration of absolute truths and facts is hereby restated in its entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full, unrebutted and non-compliant. Affirmed affidavit, declaration, and testimony of self-evident truth and absolute facts and correction of response comprised of various letter combinations is hereby restated in its entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full, unrebutted and unrebuttable. Correction of fraudulent letter and refusal for cause without dishonor comprised of various letter combinations. Cease and desist demand and order is hereby restated in its entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full, unrebutted and unrebuttable. Any and all digital documents filed and submitted on compact disc are restated in their entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full. Notice and declaration and order from the source and creator of civilian authority is hereby restated in its entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full, non-compliance. All declarations of service are hereby restated in their entirety and incorporated herein as if set forth in full. I, Thomas David House of Deegan, the signatory and plaintiff, do by these presents amend this present complaint and demand, corporately, commercially, and militarily classified as case 15-0491. The following persons and real men with hands and legs, formerly classified as unknown, are hereby added and incorporated into the original complaint and demand, ab initio, nunc pro tunc, in personal, public, corporate, commercial, military, ecclesiastical, and any and all public and private capacities, standings, jurisdictions, venues, and law forms, to wit. J. Smithers, a.k.a. all caps, J. Smithers, foreign agent, purported coroner, state of police of West Virginia, doing business as, all caps, West Virginia Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety, also publicly traded as West Virginia State Police Department, also traded as State Police, a private-for-profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Margaret L. Workman, a.k.a. all caps Margaret L. Workman, foreign agent, purported Chief Justice, West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, doing business as all caps West Virginia State Supreme Court, also doing business as Judiciary Courts of the State of West Virginia, also doing business as West Virginia Supreme Court Appeal, a subcorporation and or branch of the Supreme Court United States of, a private for profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Robin Jean Davis, a.k.a. all caps Robin Jean Davis, foreign agent, purported Justice West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, doing business as all caps Court Administrator of West Virginia State of Supreme Court, also doing business as Judiciary Courts of the State of West Virginia, also doing business as West Virginia Supreme Court Appeal, a subcorporation and or branch of the Supreme Court United States of, a private for-profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Brent D. Benjamin, a.k.a. all caps Brent D. Benjamin, foreign agent, purported Justice, West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, doing business as all caps WVA State of Supreme Court, also doing business as Judiciary Courts of the State of West Virginia, also doing business as West Virginia Supreme Court Appeal, a subcorporation and or branch of the Supreme Court United States of, a private for profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Menace E. Ketchum II, a.k.a. Menace E. Ketchum II, foreign agent, purported Justice, West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, doing business as WVA, State of Supreme Court, also doing business as Judiciary Courts of the State of West Virginia, also known as West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeal, a subcorporation and or branch of the Supreme Court United States of, a private for profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Alan H. Lowry II, a.k.a. all caps Alan H. Lowry II, foreign agent, purported Justice, West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, doing business as West Virginia State of Supreme Court, also doing business as Judiciary Courts of the State of West Virginia, also doing business as West Virginia Supreme Court Appeal, a subcorporation and or branch of the Supreme Court United States of, a private for profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other known unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Rory L. Perry II, a.k.a. all caps Rory L. Perry II, foreign agent, purported clerk of West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, doing business as WVA State of Supreme Court, also doing business as Judiciary Courts of the State of West Virginia, also doing business as West Virginia Supreme Court Appeal, a subcorporation and or branch of the Supreme Court United States of, a private for-profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Julie Warren, a.k.a. all caps Julie Warren, foreign agent, purported Assistant Attorney General of West Virginia, doing business as Attorney General West Virginia, a private for-profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Daniel W. Greer, a.k.a. Daniel W. Greer, foreign agent, purported attorney, and purported chief of staff, doing business as unknown, private for-profit subcontractor, providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Joseph Manchin III, a.k.a. Joe Manchin, a.k.a. Joseph Manchin III, all caps, a.k.a. Joe Manchin, all caps, foreign agent, former purported governor of West Virginia, doing business as unknown, presently doing business as Senate, United States, also doing business as U.S. Senator, also doing business as U.S. Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, also doing business as Senate, comma, United States, private for-profit subcontractor, providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. All caps, State of West Virginia, a.k.a. upper and lowercase State of West Virginia, a.k.a. all caps West Virginia, a.k.a. upper and lowercase West Virginia, foreign agent, foreign person, and foreign entity, doing business as all caps State of West Virginia, also doing business as upper and lowercase State of West Virginia, also doing business as uppercase West Virginia, also doing business as upper and lower West Virginia, any and all letter variations of the same, any or all variations of capacities, jurisdictions, law forms, venues, and standings, any and all creations by, of, through, and from private for-profit subcontractors and persons providing quasi-governmental services and purporting to be lawful governments, and all other known and unknown corporate, military, ecclesiastical, and commercial entities, and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. West Virginia State Bar Lawyer, a.k.a. West Virginia State Bar, foreign agent, foreign person, and foreign entity, doing business as all caps West Virginia State Bar, also doing business as West Virginia State Bar Lawyer, a purported agency of the purported all-caps West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals, any and all letter variations of the same, and any and all variations of capacities, jurisdictions, law forms, venues, and standings, a private for-profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and all other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors hereinafter referred to as defendant. Joseph Thornton, a.k.a. all caps Joseph Thornton, foreign agent, doing business as Office of the Cabinet Secretary, also doing business as West Virginia Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety, any and all letter variations the same, and any and all capacities, jurisdictions, law forms, venues, and standings, a private for-profit subcontractor providing government services and purporting to be lawful government, and other unknown corporate entities and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. Any and all media companies, foreign agents, and foreign persons, regardless of nature or format of transmission and or distribution, in operation and or conducting business on the sovereign soil of upper and lowercase West Virginia, in all capacities, jurisdictions, law form, venues, and standings, and all unknown associates, and all principals, agents, assigns, and successors, hereinafter referred to as defendant. I, the signatory and plaintiff, do by these presents, under full liability and complete transparency, further amend the complaint demand classified as case 15-0491. The crimes, charges, and violations added, in addition to the originals, are kidnapping with arms, ransom, treason, sedition, insurrection, and misprision of felony. All are fully supported by all evidence already submitted, and the absolute admissions by the defendant's silence. In order to be completely fair, the newly discovered and added defendants, formerly classified and identified as unknown, shall be afforded an additional 7 calendar days to attempt to defend their criminality, even though notice to principal is notice to agent, and notice to agent is notice to principal. At the end of such time, the defendant shall be in permanent default and dishonor in commerce, admiralty, equity, in law, at law, and otherwise. No further notice of such is needed, required, or shall be given. I, the signatory and plaintiff, do by these presents, under full liability and complete transparency, attest, declare, proclaim, and publish that these persons, real men with hands and legs and creatures of the mind, have and continue to commit criminal offenses of all kinds and nature, even after having been informed of the same years ago. As such, intent is no longer in question or in doubt. Further, the defendants were for 4 years afforded any and all opportunities and forgiveness for simple yet effective corrections. Furthermore, because remedy for such flagrant, willful, intelligent, knowing, and willing crimes, continuing criminal conduct, and aiding and abetting of the same was not contained within the original contracts, the plaintiffs may create and implement one which shall absolutely effectuate any and all necessary corrections and changes. We must have recourse to what is extraordinary when what is ordinary fails. When an ordinary remedy ceases to be of service, recourse must be had to an extraordinary one. Notice of the remedy and any and all actions shall be implemented and effectuated at the time of the plaintiff's choosing. Any omission does not constitute a waiver. All words, letter combinations, and intent shall be as defined, construed, and interpreted by the signatory plaintiff. A true, accurate, and complete copy, facsimile, or digital scan is legally and lawfully declared to be an original. Proceeding in propria persona, sui juris, by divine visitation and authority, with all rights, privileges, freedoms, immunities, capacities, and standing claim, reserved, and exercised. Without prejudice, without recourse, non-transferable. By the autograph and seal affixed below, under full liability and complete transparency, I, Thomas David House of Deegan, do declare, proclaim, publish, aver, and attest that the foregoing is true, accurate, and complete, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to the best of my knowledge and ability. So help me God. And with that, that is the final filing in the case. Any comments, questions, criticisms?
That was freaking beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent job. Excellent.
That is the nail on the call.
Very well done. Very well done.
So we know who the true entities are now in every state. They actually have no place to place a rebuttal because they're all defendants now.
No, I'm talking
there's
about
no one left.
A rebuttal from anybody on this call or any of these clowns that think this is all just hooey. I'd like to see their response to that.
I've been waiting for a long time. I'm here with open ears.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say
silence
it again.
Is acquiescence, I think. Silence is acquiescence. Come on, CIA, NSA, Vatican, Jesuits. Anybody got a response? That's what I thought. All right. So, what we found out here in West Virginia since the original filing is that it all runs through your state of. And your state of was incorporated immediately upon its acceptance into the Union in the original jurisdiction, the Republic of your state, not the state of. So your Republic jurisdiction was utilized to commit fraud, plain and simple. And through that state of is where all the entities flow through. So all of these doing business as all came through your state of. So in actuality, had there not been so much fraud in creating and covering up what they were doing, we would have known from the very beginning that there was just one defendant. It's the state of West Virginia, all caps. But unfortunately, some of us like to research and screw around, and we figured it out. And so what that means is that every entity, whether it's state level, county level, city, township level, any corporation, any nonprofit, any church, in any way, shape, or form, formed by, of, and through the state of West Virginia, is now a defendant. So, who do they have to answer besides themselves? There are no lawyers left. They're included. They can't bring an outside lawyer in because that outside lawyer would have to be approved by the state Supreme Court. And guess what? State Supreme Court's included. No one can file anything else into the case. There's no one left. They're all defendants. So what we have is a catch-22 for them. They can't file a response. There's no one to file it to. As a matter of fact, we can't file anything else once this is filed. There's no one to file it to. They no longer exist. 7 days after their default, which would be next Friday, it is up to the three plaintiffs here as to the remedy that will be sought and effectuated because there's no one left standing. The last man standing wins. End of game. So for that idiot, Brian Hunt, who doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground and probably could not even get online and play a war game, let alone actually design war games in real life, please be very careful if you're dealing with him. There's nothing left that we can do here in West Virginia once this is filed. That's it. It's the end of it. Without someone to help assist in effectuating the remedies that us three plaintiffs, the only ones left standing, we need assistance. Doesn't matter what state it's from. As a matter of fact, we're all human. It doesn't matter what country it's from. We need to stop thinking that we are isolated in this world. It's all one big ship. Under whoever is the actual man at the top, no one knows. The Council of Three, no one knows. Council of 13, well, there's some names we know. Council of 300, yeah, we know who they are. The Black Pope, the White Pope, the Crown, Vatican City State, City of London, Washington, D.C. We know the basic structure. This is an international thing. The rest of the world is watching us in this country. And they're watching us because we're the only ones left that can actually do anything. They're walking around riding with stones, sticks, bottles. We have weapons here in private hands and cannot find a single group of men to stand up with some weapons. Where are they? Well, on weekends, they're shooting beer cans. In California, they're running around chasing China boats like they're going to do something. It's ridiculous. It's moronic. It's almost the classic definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Here we gave you something new. The result is there. Now what's everybody going to do with it? Now, Gene, I know you're on the line. Do you have anything to add since you are a signatory to what we've been doing here in West Virginia?
No, I think you've covered all of it.
All right. I'm trying my best.
Nowhere else to go. Yeah.
So it's done here. There's nothing else. In 7 days, the three of us can decide what the remedy needs to be. We tried the ordinary. Look where it got us. We don't have anybody to talk to anymore. The entire government structure cannot speak. They can't be defended. There's nothing left. Unrebutted. Unrebuttable. That's truth. Absolute truth and facts.
Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Have you forwarded all of that to any of these other, you know, so-called patriot groups?
This has been passed around. Well, I can't use that term. It's been passed around. And all of them have said the same thing to me. No, they haven't read it, but no, they don't have any time. They're chasing the boogeyman, Jade Helm, and foreign agents and other foreign forces that if you actually solve the problem here in West Virginia, the military can be ordered to solve all those problems for you. You don't have to do anything. That's what we pay them for. We pay them to protect us, foreign and domestic. And so you could kill all the birds with one stone, all of them. Environmental destruction and rape, the raping of our kids through the system, the raping and pillaging of real men with hands and legs in prison for things that are not crimes, trust fraud. And this is what's happening here. And yes, the Pope's in charge of it, Judge Anna, Miss Blue Blood. Yes, the Pope is in office. Yes, Jorge is the present man holding that office. He is responsible at this point, Miss Judge Anna. You can write paper all day removing immunity and then giving them an additional 3 years to rape and pillage after you removed it. That's the definition of insanity. I was thrown in a mental facility, yet these guys are running the world. That says something about the average person on Earth. The rest of the world is looking at us right now, and they're laughing at you. They're laughing at you with your little guns and your beer drinking on weekends. They're laughing at you because they'll take to the streets with rocks and sticks, and yet you sit here and do nothing, absolutely nothing.
Well, if I may, Thomas, you know, all
please
those
do.
People with rocks, they've already been conquered.
They
you know,
have.
And I'm not saying that we're better than them, but, yeah, they let it happen to them already. Now they're coming out with rocks. They had the chance, and, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm just playing, I guess, a little devil's advocate.
Well,
but
present day, though,
we,
they're willing to get out there.
We got 18 people on this call.
Yeah, well, that doesn't bother me.
Half of us are infirmed and, you know, lame and disabled and, you know, we're ready. But, you know, then what?
No, I'm calling on the real men with hands and legs that run around saying we're militia, we're here to help you.
Right.
Mr. Bundy, let us help you. Mr.
Right.
Goldmine, let us help you. And those guys had no standing. They were slaves. They were slaves to the system.
Right.
And I'm not directing this necessarily at the people on the call, unless you're part of the militia that's been contacted already. Then, yes, I'm directing this directly to you. I live at 317 Locust Drive, Mineral Wells, West Virginia. If you got a problem with what I'm saying, come to my door. You haven't been here yet. I guarantee you won't come here now. And I'm unarmed. So come on, big boys, come do something. Come do something. Come say something to my face. That's what I thought. Nobody will be coming. They're cowards. Absolute cowards or they're lost. One of the two. Either way, it does us no good where we're at. We're going to be conquered again. We're going to be transferred again. Who will have us? Who knows? Who knows? I'm not sure. Does it really matter? Of course not. We're still conquered. Doesn't really matter.
I can sort of kind of hear it in your voice, since it's probably the seventh day that there has been no response from the provost marshal or that fictional adjutant general's office. Am I correct in assuming that?
Absolutely. No action taken. Dereliction of duty. They are now identified as traitors to the people on the soil of this country. And are subject to arrest. That's part of the remedy. Maybe part of the remedy, may not. Who knows? It's whatever the three of us decide. We're the last one standing at the end of the battle. So now it's our call. And I think we've been very fair here. I've had the state of West Virginia and all its entities in default and dishonor since 2011. 4 years. 4 years, they've been told. 4 years. Then we offered them another opportunity here. Since February 24th, they've had the opportunity. Over 6 months again, had the opportunity to correct this situation. And I'm hearing that there's groups in West Virginia possibly negotiating with terrorists and self-confessed criminals in Charleston. And I want to make it very clear that Gene, Phil, and I have not signed a wet ink contract with any group to do anything with what we've done. And so any persons, if they may be doing that, they're doing it on their own free will volition, and that is their problem. Anything that we do, the three of us, in the state of West Virginia, will be done under contract, under full liability and complete transparency. And it will be posted publicly. So until it is, no one is accessing what we've done. Anyone that does so is doing it with fraud, malintent, and is actually committing a crime against the three of us. And Lord willing, one day in the future, everyone will pay for what they've done in one way or another. This is absolutely ridiculous what's going on. So, now that I've done my little soapbox, I'll open it up again. Questions, comments, criticisms, ignorant statements, whatever. Freedom of speech.
Mr. Deegan.
Yes.
I would like to give you. Hello.
Bad connection.
We're getting a lot of static.
I'm sorry, can you please give me a sound? You can't. You can up here. Is this a better connection, sir?
There we go. Now we can hear you.
Okay, Mr. Deegan, I have read all paperwork and filings that you have sent in to these foreign agents, and I have to tell you and commend you and compliment you that, as you would say, the three of you, this final set of paperwork where you have put the nail in the coffin, I am so proud to say that this is your best work yet. Hallelujah and praise the Lord.
Well, there may be more to come.
It was excellent.
But it's done. It'll be filed tomorrow, live streamed at 3 o'clock, livestream.com, search Phil Hudock. They'll show you serving it to the clerk. They'll read it again for you.
Thank you, sir.
Complete transparency, unlike others. It's all there for the world, universe to rely upon. Maybe the children will see a benefit from it. Maybe not. If something isn't done soon, they're not going to see anything.
Well, the Lord is with you. Just keep on going.
Well, he doesn't need any help, but if he wants it to happen, it'll happen. Anyone else?
I'd like to make an excuse for the masses. We've been dumbed down, mind-controlled lab rats since, geez, I can't even tell you how long. We all know that. You know, there's only a few that have a few brain cells left to rub together, you know, that actually get what you're doing. And the rest of them are too afraid to even look. You know, we've been conditioned the, you know, the powers that be are, they are evil geniuses. They are brilliant. They know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning us through the food, the air, the water, and even these damn communication devices. So, you know, it takes a strong will to fight that and beat that. And, you know, unfortunately, there's only 18 or so of us on this call right now. And, you know, I don't know how to get it out to – I texted this your stuff out, you know, these calls out to – I got about 150 people in my phone. And I had a few, and I don't know what happened to them. I know that, you know, some came and listened and were confused and – you know, afraid maybe, I don't know, but, you know, nothing else was said, so I don't know. I don't know where to go from here, brother.
Well, that's no longer a concern. It's done, and I'm not looking at the majority of people because they are asleep. They've been weaponized. The Babylonian slave driver techniques have been utilized. The English language has been used to cast spells unknowingly on ourselves and on others. The Babylonian black magic money has been utilized for over 100 years now here, several hundred years in the past as well. This has gone out to those men that are awake and have their guns and do their little war games on the weekends. That's what they're there for. And if the true blame resides in people that are actually no longer on this earth, because they were alive, as Judge Anna said quite clearly, she remembers the difference between the continental, all caps, United States of America, and the other United States of America, and even Judge Anna has done nothing about it until now.
She's a busy grandma.
Well, she should stick to baking cookies at this point.
Maybe that $500 million on that Georgia Guidestones, which was recently, I think, changed to $200 million, maybe that's what we frickin' really need right now. I hate to say shit like that.
Well, that's what they want us to believe. You know, that's what that's all part of the conditioning, my friend.
Well, I'm not, but Dave, my belief at this point is not from their agenda. It's from the lack of brain power and stupidity from the American people. Maybe they deserve what they're going to do. I hate saying that because
I don't believe that.
I really don't want to either, Dave, but unfortunately it's really a bad thing to say because that means it would involve several of my own family members.
Let me tell you something, Leonard. This can all be reversed with the proper nutrition. I'm telling you, I believe that with my whole heart, body, and soul, that I know that what I'm doing, you know, now I am working 20 years legally blind, okay, and now I'm working again, and it's all because of this brilliant doctor. He's not an MD, he's an ND, a naturopath. I'm telling you, I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but it is all a nutritional deficiency. Look at Senate Document 264 in 1936, okay? Tomorrow is the 133rd anniversary of what our doctor calls Hell's Kitchen. Edison in 1882, Monday, September 4th at 3 p.m. in the afternoon in New York, Edison flipped the switch on the first electrified city, on the first power plant. And that is when we stopped cooking and heating our homes with wood. And that's where we used to get 66% of our daily nutritional needs from minerals. That is a huge percentage, okay, of your daily nutritional intake. We don't get that anymore. And Senate Document 264 in 1933 says the soil, or 1936, pardon me, the soil has been depleted of all minerals, and they do nothing about it. They know that's what makes us function. That's what fights over 900 diseases. So, you know, it can be remedied. You know, I've got a vision. I work for a company, and we call ourselves Longevity Nation. And I just had my own conference call last night to try and bring in, you know, slowly bring in this Longevity Nation. I know we're running out of time, and I made it clear. But, Thomas, I know I'm going to have one of my partners, business partners, call you and see if we can't interview you on a call to our other business partners. There's a lot of people that are awake to this. You know, they're new, but they're all like-minded, and they're all patriots. So I haven't introduced you to these people yet, but the timing is here now, and, you know, people are waking from their stupors. So I know we're running out of time, and I know we all got to do something. I'm trying to do my part, but you know, it's not easy. It's not easy, and I know what you're doing isn't easy either.
But, Dave, don't you think that those people that you speak of should have been on this call a month or two ago, though?
Yeah, like I said, I texted out, you know, several of Tom's calls, and I got a few people, but, you know, they just don't get it. They don't get the severity of where we're at because, you know, they all work. Well, they don't all work, but they're all working on this business, and there's other stuff going on that, you know, they think is more important to build their business right now, and they just don't have a clue as to, you know, where this country, where this world is at right now. And, you know, I've been trying to, you know, you got to be subtle with people. You can't just throw this at them when they're clueless, you know, and then expect them to hear it and then, you know, just, oh, wow, yeah, okay, I'm ready to come to West Virginia with my guns and you know, do what I got to do. It's, you know, everybody on this call has been in this movement for, you know, more than a year, right?
Yes.
So, you know, to get new people in with all the conditioning that's been going on for the last 100 years or longer, right? It's hard to break that spell that people are under. And the system is designed to keep people looking down, looking at their cell phones. They're, you know, our kids, they sit in the same room and text each other.
Okay.
You know, they don't look at each other.
Okay,
know?
Thomas? Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I yield.
Okay, thank you. You know, I was wondering if this call could be a talk show call rather than a free conference. I know I had a free conference call one time. They killed the call over bringing up us helping people get out of doing a birth certificate. I mean, I'm no lie. And then talk show, I was just wondering, just because talk show is recorded and people could access it easy.
These can all be accessed. We put all of them up on hudoc.info.
It is all on hudoc. Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't
I've
sure.
Been on
I'm real new
I've
to
been
this.
On Blogspot.
I talked to Jim today, and Jim sent me some documents. I'm really appreciative of Jim's support. And if Jim's on the call, thank you so much. I'm very, very excited about doing Action in Idaho. And I just wanted to mention that I think in 2008, you know, we called it the Ron Paul Revolution. The whole country was coming alive over just the possibility of a Ron Paul candidacy, and many of us old-timers thought it was just – we already knew how intense the game was, that it was just an opportunity to educate our fellow man. Well, there were a lot of people that were educated at that time, and, you know, when people just, you know, continue to close their eyes and chase the almighty dollar, you know, and longevity or whatever it is, I don't know. I just kind of shake my head because it's not going to get us anywhere constantly chasing Federal Reserve notes. And I sent to Jim a new documentary out of the UK. I think it would wake up a lot of people that – do like to zone out to a movie-type documentary. It came out in July 2015. It's not copyrighted. It will get you up to speed really fast. It's called Straw Man, Nature of the Cage. And I think if people, you know, just you can get it on YouTube, Straw Man, Nature of the Cage. Ron Neal with Dollar DVD Project Liberty.com. He's going to start making that available on DVD. And I think if you can get people to watch that, they'll be ready more for the information you're providing them for each state. And having a template for each state is just brilliant, and I really want to thank you guys so much.
Well, young lady, if I could comment on that, I lost count of how many of similar type, you know, YouTube videos and educational pieces. They've been out for years.
Right.
I truly believe at this point that the cognitive dissonance of the people, the only thing that's going to kick them in the rump, so to speak, is for them to start to feel some severe pain.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that, and I think once that severe pain starts to be inflicted, it will be way too late.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think a lot of us, we know that a lot of people are probably going to go hungry this winter, and it makes us sad. You know, many of us are prepared. You know, we've been growing our gardens and putting away food. And but, yeah, when the economy starts really crashing in a big way, I don't think people are prepared. They're just not prepared. They're so used to using their Federal Reserve notes to buy what they need.
Well, yeah, of course the economic meltdown will be a part of it, but I'm talking about when these foreign agents and foreign operatives outside of the country come in to start killing the people. That's when it's going to be, that's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Pain.
Yeah.
Because that's going to happen.
I know.
Well, and I'd say this, I'm not even looking to educate the masses at this point. That can be done later. I'm only looking for those that are already awake and already to take action. And that's just a small percentage, but that's all we need.
Yes.
Once you have a civilian authority, the rest will fall into place very quickly. But if you can't get even one civilian authority in this country, you actually have no hope at this point.
Yeah.
Because they'll create a vacuum, and the doctrine will kick in, and they will take over on paper, and they probably won't even need a one troop in the street to do it.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean, everything we've done, all the templates, we've given you the way out through paper and action. And we've explained it all on numerous calls. As a matter of fact, all of my interviews but one are posted on Hudok. So you've probably got at least 20 or so. And several will go back to show you the history of what's been done going back to Babylon. So it's all there. I'm just about done doing anything publicly. I don't really need to anymore. It's already there.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I appreciate you. Available. I'm new, and I didn't realize that everything is. I thought being recorded, I just didn't know where it was memorialized.
Yeah. It's all on hudok.info under interviews, I believe. All the paperwork, the templates for everyone, it's all under Hudok. Of course, Jim, I believe, has copies of a lot of it. But it's all there. It's been there. And it's not going anywhere. And we've got it backed up to two or three different sites. So it's there. I don't really have anything else to say at this point.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
I'm gonna interject just a little something for everybody who's listening. You know, I'll just share with you from my point of view, and it's only a grain of salt, but spending the summer doing what I've done, being involved with in various capacities. And in particular with this West Virginia's case here, you know, I'm going to just try to help put things in perspective.
perspective with the points that got brought up by Angry and Leonard. You know, the thing is this, folks, I've learned that the brilliance behind the evil is that when you give their sheep food, shelter, and clothing, and you don't make them suffer an extraordinary amount of pain, then that is the bulk of the population that we've all been talking about, including our own families. And what I have found, and in my short period of time this summer, working with not only all you good folks on the line, but others, that really the people that I found that actually stop their lives and move forward with some sort of action in some way, shape, or form, and it manifests itself in various ways, have been injured somewhere along the line. They have been hurt by the system, and they had suffered some threshold of pain, which finally has made them cross over that line to act. And I think what Leonard was trying to insinuate earlier, if I read him correctly, was that he believes that that threshold of pain needs to happen to everybody, you know, maybe not only in this country, but around the world, to wake everybody up. But, you know, that's an expression we use so much, but it's really to get them to cross over that line. So that threshold of pain for everyday people may just be seeing on television and hearing in the news or radio or through their own communications, alternative media, whatever, pictures that are grotesque in nature, vulgar and vile, mass destruction in places they've maybe visited in the past in this country, you know, to see the war-torn scenes that we're sort of conditioned to see from overseas, but see them here in our own country, speaking just for our own compatriots here. And of course, you know, other countries to various degrees, depending on what their history is and what they've experienced, have already maybe seen that. And there's a reason why some countries, and particularly third world countries, you see people gather in the streets and throw the rocks and the sticks and the bottles, because they've already experienced that pain. They've already been brought to that threshold. They've heard and felt the rumbling of tanks going down the street. They've listened to the bombs going off, you know, in their neighborhoods. So, you know, I think that's what Leonard was getting at. I think he was insinuating that, you know what, maybe a little cage rattling should be allowed by the Lord to maybe bring the rest of our compatriots in the country to that threshold of pain or something close to it. Everybody would be different. There'd be various levels that would be needed to finally get people to, you know, wake up, as we love to use that expression. You know, maybe pictures, you know, on television won't be enough. Maybe, you know, a baby screaming for food after 2 weeks of not eating, you know, maybe that will be what it takes for them to wake up. I don't know. We could hypothesize and postulate many examples, but I think you all get the picture. So, you know, with that, that's my experience, and that's what I've learned. I've learned to come back full circle that really the only people that have got off their butts and actually done something that I have had the experience to, you know, listen to them tell their story are people that have been hurt, and hurt badly by the system. They have been betrayed, and they know it. And therefore, they have woke up, and they have done their own investigation, and they have looked hard into the alternative media and YouTube, and they have those of you people on the phone. And there's more like you out there. And I just find it sad that we just couldn't have maybe reached all of those numbers a little bit sooner. You know, it for me, you know, I still have great hope. I believe in God, and I think he has a plan, and none of us know exactly what it is and how he'll unfold and reveal it. But, you know, it's there, and I believe that we will come out on the other side of this whole, and we will defeat the beast or the dark side of the establishment or whatever expression you want to put upon them. It doesn't make any, I don't think any of us stop thinking about it every day and want to reassess what we're doing every day to make sure that, you know, we feel like we're working toward helping him do his work. We want to help ourselves. We want to help those, even though they frustrate the living bejesus out of us, we want to help all the ones that are asleep and that are sheep. We just find it frustrating that we can't get through to them. Even our own families, which is probably for me, I'll speak for myself, probably one of my biggest disappointments, that I, you know, just never been able to get them to face the abyss and look into the monster's eyes. It's tough, as it's been discussed and said already again tonight. It is hard to do that. And so my response to that is, it's not meant to be. It's just not meant to be. You know, he's only tapping on those resources that he needs, that he knows, that he has built specifically for this time and place. So, though we're all frustrated that we wish we had a nation of people that we believe, anyways, started this country by being fed up and taxed to death, you know, and joined together and, you know, and beat off the empire so we could be free. And we are definitely in a love affair, at least I'll speak for myself, you know, most of my life, been in a love affair with that idea of being able to take down the monster. Founding fathers, whether you believe them to be true or not, you know, what has been passed down through the records, we've all fallen in love with, and that's, you know, they all knew they were fighting a David and Goliath war. They knew that they were all risking their lives doing it, and, you know, and they knew, most importantly, that it was divine providence, or God, that got them through it, and we are here again. It's in every single religion. It is in the stars of astrology. This is the time. I mean, I've studied it. I am an historian. I'm sure you all know by now, I've said it before, written a 10-volume canon of work that I labeled The Great Game, and I'm trying to get online at the History Institute to share all this knowledge with the rest of the world. But as Tom has indicated, and I have learned since, that this education will happen after the fact. And, I hope that my institute and all of you out there who would ever like to contribute, with all the things you've studied and all the things you've found and all the evidence you've culminated, I hope that you'll get in touch with me one day on the other side of all of this and pour your knowledge into the institute. I'm not making any money of it. We are all of the same minds here. We do what we do not for money and not for fame. And we do it, you know, for the future of mankind. Not just our babies, not just here in this nation. But we're doing this for the world. As Tom has indicated, and I do believe also, you know, the rest of the world is waiting for us. We are the last best hope. But take some solace in knowing that, you know, all of our efforts throughout the years, all our pain and suffering, the steel that has been forged to make all of our characters who we are and participate in these calls, and particularly these past months. But I'm talking about the years. Because I'll tell you right now, I doubt very much, as I've spoken to most of you personally one-on-one at this point, not very much that any of you have just got on board, so to speak, in the past year or two. This has been a lifetime you've known about this. You may not have had the proof, you know, to have all the evidence before you, but it has caused you to research and listen and think, turn off the boob tube and become different, you know, become a freak, you know. We're a freak because we're not normal. We don't turn on the television every night. We watch, sit in our Barker lounger and drink a beer and watch evening news and let that wash over us. We tell them, allow them to tell us what to think. So, I mean, we are the solution. And the fact that, no matter how hard we've tried, no matter how many phone calls we've made, no matter how many we've tried to ring that bell and bang that drum, not only now, but in the past, you know, that we've only ended up with ourselves is just a credit to the Lord tapping us each on the shoulder. My belief, we are part of that solution. I believe it. Believe it to be true. And I'm not disheartened at all of what's coming. I know there's a battle, but the heavy lifting, the hauling of weaponry back and forth is going to happen on that level, that spiritual level above. You know, the two titans in the spiritual realm will be fighting it out. Now, yes, we'll have collateral damage down here. It's all been planned out, I believe, to the nth degree. We, in my opinion, should keep on forging forward, doing what we do, doing what we love to do. I speak for myself, but I feel that you all wouldn't get up every morning and think the thoughts that you do, you know, and which affects your behavior and participate every week, twice a week, and actually in these calls, but then during the week, actually take action to try to help do this. And so, you know, we're his team. We are his team. Now, however small and ineffective, or if we let our lack of self-confidence, you know, overwhelm us, you know, we can go down that path. But I'm telling you, we are part of that solution. We are not all of it. There's nothing in the world that could convince me that just us are involved. There are levels, you know. There are other levels, higher, lower. You know, and there are people that are going to engage, I believe, that we are looking at as everyday people were living their lives, you know, sheep, whatever we want to call them. But there's a whole plethora of folks out there that will engage, that have good hearts, you know, that are built like us on the inside as far as a moral compass goes. But ultimately, that will engage, and they will help, and that will be part of the solution. And there are people above us, very covert, very stealthy, you know, very deadly people. You know, we are not necessarily, you know, and I won't speak for everyone on the phone. Maybe some are out there right now, but we are not built that way. We're intellectuals of a sort. You know, we're the thinking people. We're trying to do things right. Elon and Phil and Gene have done a tremendous amount of work to be methodical in the way they have written, you know, made these documents to protect us so that we don't get entrapped in their system, but also to entrap them in their own system, in their own system. And it's ingenious. You know, it really is. And so, you know, our support of them is all healthy, and I love being a part of it. But, you know, those folks on a higher level, the Lord built them to do some of the ugly work that needs to be done that maybe we're not built that way. You know, we all, as Leonard was trying to insinuate and today, you know, nobody wants to see anyone get hurt. We're not built that way. You know, we don't want to see people get hurt. We're tired of it. Without a lifetime of watching people get hurt. Good people slaughtered, assassinated, put in mental institutions, wives of the establishment. You know, some of our military men that found out secrets, that found out what was going on, ambushed, slaughtered, you know, the stories go on and on and on. And we're going to hear about them afterwards. It's all going to come out. It's all going to come out. So all of our work is not going to be for naught. I'm telling you that. I believe that in my heart. You know, I've listened to everyone speak, and I know you're I've gotten a good feel, general feel for the mind of what this group is about, and I'm telling you, I'm just trying to tell you right now, you know, there is never, ever, ever give up hope, and never, we're never going to stop trying. I don't believe anybody on this call would ever. We're just not built that way. We haven't come this far and this long through their adversity that he's put us through and that forging of steel just to cower down. You know, yeah, do we wish we had the state militias? Yes. Are we out of the equation? Who knows? We don't know. You know, we're trying hard, but maybe it's not time for them to get involved. I don't know what the answers are. All I know is that we need to keep doing every day what we're doing. You know, that's the key to success. Because when it's time, then they will hear us. Whatever God's plan is, I believe that he will move the pieces into the right places when it's his time, when it's his timing, it's his plan. So, you know, we can get frustrated. Believe me, I review my life. I assess and reassess everything I've lived through very often. I always want to know why I lived through something and what was that one about? What was the point of living through that? And all of these types of things. But I also do it on a macrocosm scale in the world, studying history, as we all talk about, you know, and share what we know with one another because we care. I don't know about you. I'll speak for myself. I start talking to this to other people. They don't want to listen to it. They don't care. It's too much for them. Too much of them comprehend. They don't want to look into the abyss. I don't know what, you know, whatever. They're not built for it. The Lord didn't build everybody this strong. You know, he only built the people he needed for the right time and place to make it happen, to make his plan work. So don't lose heart. Even though the bomb is ticking down and we all know something imminent is coming, it's going to happen. You know, it could be something as simple, quiet, as Thomas insinuated, paperwork. You know, we could be all subterfuged, a nation with paperworks. He's spoken many times about a vacuum forming. You know, the vacuum of power is what he's talking about. And that's when they already have plans how they're going to fill it in, how they plan on transitioning over. You know, but, you know, for every action, there's going to be an equal and opposite reaction on a positive level. Positive minions, the Lord's minions, are going to be there. We don't know all of it. We don't know all of it. I'm telling you that right now. I don't know all of it, and I know a lot of the players on the next level. And I have no idea what the exact plan is. It's like I don't know maybe possibly what's going on behind the scenes with enforcement for West Virginia. You know? And I don't want to know. It's not my part. Not my part in it. I take faith in knowing that people out there on this call right now that are involved in that part of it, that that's their deal. That's their job. They're doing it. They're working it. Just like I work doing what I'm doing every day. You know, I'm trying to help people fill out these petitions. Get that stuff done. Maybe help a few people get some complaints in. You know, whatever it takes. It just we're all moving in the same direction. I don't know how much any one person in this group is going to, you know, be the key to the equation. But you know what? I say congratulations and thank you to every one of you. I swear to God that God bless every single one of you out there. We're all doing it. We're all doing it. It's a team effort. You know, so. You know, don't beat yourselves up if you don't feel like, you know, you're not doing enough. Because if you're working as hard as you can and using whatever resources you've got available to you, you know, in your life, because you've got life, we all got our own crosses to bear. We got our responsibilities. Not everyone can put 100% into it every single day. So don't beat yourselves up if you're not doing that. It's not going to make that much of a difference, you know. If you're stressing yourself out to a point, you know, by going down that path, then in my opinion, you're doing yourself harm. You're doing the group no good, you know. When you work at it, make sure it's 100% of your effort. 100% focus. That's what's needed. That's what's called for. But, you know, to run yourself ragged with worry, stress, that does nobody any good. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of life. So don't go there. Be confident that you've been chosen to help. You know, go to sleep and sleep well at night. Stop worrying about the dark side. Stop worrying about the monster, the boogeyman. Nobody's going to come in your house and put a black bag over your head and take you away. It's the reason why all these people are sheep and ostriches. It's part of their fear campaign. I want you to believe that. I don't have that many people to be able to go around and do it. Use common sense. Think about it. So, they can listen to everything they want. Everything's probably being prioritized for them. Most of all of it's just ending up on a freaking digital computer recording somewhere. They don't have the people to go through these, every single phone call that's going on in the United States right now. Websites, anti-establishment this, you know, anti-government that, patriot group that, YouTube videos that are freaking espousing this or that. They just don't have the manpower. They fired most of the IRS. They just don't have the money. They're going low budget because they're getting ready to pull the plug. So stop worrying about such things. You get some time, you work at it, you contribute. Be proud of that. But make sure it's a good, solid effort. Only do something once. Do it right. Need help, ask for it. These are basic maxims of teamwork. Anyways, I'm not going to keep everyone on long tonight. We're all stressed. It's been a long summer. It's around the corner. But just know that whatever's going to happen, as we all know, is supposed to happen. And there's nothing in the world that any one of us is going to do to control it. But we keep moving forward with our plan. We believe we're doing something positive that's going to help in the final solution. And so we keep working at it. Don't get disheartened. Now's not the time to, drop your head down. Now's the time to be, keep your head up, your eyes open and your ears open. Being a paying attention like you've always been doing. We'll get through this. We will get through this. As far as I know, I'll share you the best knowledge that I have, that I honestly believe is the truth. When it happens, it's not going to take long, a month or two. Have provisions for a month or two. Get you through. Just really only to keep you up the streets in case things get bad of wherever you live. And it's not going to be Armageddon all over the country or all over the world. It's going to be pocketed. If they pull the plug on the banks, then you have the bank runs, then you have the store runs, and that's what I'm talking about. You don't want to be out in a store trying to buy the last freaking thing of diapers when someone with a gun wants them. You find yourself in some kind of altercation fighting over stupid stuff like, foodstuffs and water. So be smart. Remember, you can prep, have a cave, a bunker, a missile silo that nobody can get into, impregnable, enough supplies for years. It only takes one bullet, and you're done. So don't be stupid about your money and your time and your resources. Don't be foolish. Be smart, but don't be foolish. So get yourself provisions to get you through a month or two. It's not going to take long. It's going to be a bleak winter. I'll tell you that right now. It's not going to be good. It's going to be a bleak Christmas. But by spring, we're going to have a whole new thing. We're going to transition into something a lot better. We'll be in a lot better place by spring. So it's not going to be this end of the world scenario. There's people on very high levels that are ready to make their move as soon as they try to do anything.
Hey, Jim, wouldn't you think that as far as where we're going to end up, if it's better now, would it depend on who kind of fills that vacuum?
There, in any, as history, as you all may imagine, be able to fill in blanks. With history, anytime there's coups and revolutions, depending on who's in charge of the coup or revolution, there's Always. Always, usually, at least another counter-revolution or counter-coup. So whatever you think might go in place probably won't be there for long. But eventually it will steady out, and the right people will be put in place. You know, once again, that's a God thing. Wouldn't get too caught up in trying to, you know, figure out who those players are going to be. You know, because, like I said, what we're responsible for, honestly, is to make sure the states are as in good a condition as possible to transition over. If that means the only thing we get accomplished before or during whatever they're going to pull happens is the sovereignty of West Virginia, then so be it. If it doesn't happen, well, then maybe it's not supposed to. But a lot of paperwork are in place. I believe them to be true. So, you know, maybe that's what's needed, you know, once whatever's going to happen on a federal level or above. You know, I got all kinds of intel coming across. There's stuff going on in Europe right now that I just can't share. You know, but it's happening as we speak. And it's good, you know, from our point of view. Yeah, so it's...
Is that information classified, Jim?
Yes, unfortunately, I've been asked not to say anything, so I can't.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I can't. And unfortunately, my computer's so old, I can't even get on Jitsi to share it. But anyways, I'm going to yield.
Sorry about that. I had to mute him because he was buzzing out.
I think that my long dissertation, I'm sorry if I bored anyone with that, but I just wanted to give you sort of what everything that comes across my desk and give you just sort of a synopsis of what I understand things to be, not claiming that they're all perfect and true. But anyways, so that's it. If anyone else has anything, go ahead. And if not, we're going to go ahead and close out.